This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello, Friday. Let's kiss for a while.
Oh, boy. All right.
You know what to expect.
I know. I had something to...
Go. Go ahead.
What?
I'll just be over here making out with Friday.
Listen to me.
I'm listening.
I'm a little worried about you.
Me?
Yeah, you.
You're worried about me?
Here's what I need you to... I feel like...
You're worried about me.
You might very well...
What?
Be working in slavery conditions. I mean, I noticed yesterday this post that comes up and I'm like...
What is that?
Is Debbie making you do all these purses? Because it's out of control. Your output is like...
Dude, I am a machine. Well, I am a sewing machine.
That's what I'm getting at. Mm. Like, you know, blink twice if you need help. You did it!
I didn't do it. You stop it.
I mean, really, are you
help.
Okay?
No, I really am okay.
Being driven...
I'm not being
to
driven.
To smithereens.
No. What's happened...
What has happened? Because
what
there
happened?
You are pictured surrounded by purses, and I'm like, does Debbie ever, can you get a drink of water?
She lets me have a drink.
I don't know, you look tired.
Disheveled. Well, listen, guys, I'm
you
old
see what
now.
I'm looking at?
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going?
No. So I just like making things. And when I start with one thing, usually I'll cut the fabric for like 15 of the thing, you know, so that... Because I'm sitting there cutting it. So I've got all the numbers in my head and I cut the pieces, the, you know, 8x11 or whatever they are. I cut all the pieces. And then I'm like, oh, I'll just cut some more. So I have a stack of things that are ready to get interfacing and get sewn. And so then I start cranking them out. It takes about, you know, a couple hours to cut all the fabric and then takes about an hour or two per purse. And I just
you keep blinking in twos.
I'm blinking. I'm blinking like a normal human being blinks. I do not need help. Here's the thing that she's changed for me is that the thing that I love about sewing.
Debbie, my sister-in-law.
I love, I go to bed thinking about like what kind of purse I can make, you know, whatever. I honestly, it's not confrontational. I'm not worrying about my day. I'm just thinking, what could I do? It's like a Zen thing or something.
Totally,
you know what I mean? Something with no consequence that I can think about to get myself to sleep. And it's just sort of, it's nice. So I love that part of it. I love the actual sewing and creating. And what I don't love is...
I hear you.
Packing and shipping. No, I'm not.
I hear
thank you.
You
for your concern. He's writing me notes and holding
yes
them
or
up.
No. I, circle I, one, yeah. Yes or no.
Are you okay?
I understand.
Yes or no.
Are you you're
I am.
Fine, right?
I'm okay.
You're okay.
And we have so much fun out there. And she does
fun.
All the stuff I don't want to do. She packs it. She ships it. She gets it all. She handles the website. She does all the things that she'll be
you
like.
You have two Johns now.
I know.
I'm jealous.
Well, it's the way I am. You're one of my Johns, too. You just don't realize it.
Oh, man. I am your John.
Anytime I need anything, I call you.
Call.
I'm going to call you Zet.
Actually, she has Hooman do a lot of her crap, too, now that I think about it.
You have hella
Johns.
That
ball played right into my hand.
Jesus. All right,
no,
so you're okay.
Enjoy. I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you for your concern. Please, if you are remotely interested in my sewing adventures, I have another Instagram. It's Slappy Stuff. Thank you. Shame on me.
Shame, child.
Because I don't want to put it on my regular Clarky Clark one.
I think it's great that you do the Slappy Stuff.
It's bad enough I tortured you with my garden for 2 years, you know?
That is for sure.
Yeah. Although, that was pretty.
It was gorgeous.
Was pretty. You ruined it already?
No, it's winter, so it's like it's bumming me out. I'm like, can't wait for things to bloom.
And the fish are doing okay?
Oh yeah, the fish are great.
They're
I go out
frozen
there,
at the bottom,
they're
right?
They're not. Yeah. It's not frozen. Stop
all right.
It. It's
they're coming up. Help!
help me. No, I go out there. I feed them every day. I sit there. They're actually super friendly. Like, I drag my hand through the water, mm-hmm. and they come right up, and they don't have teeth, so they, like, you know, put their little mouths on my hand. I kind of scoop them up sometimes,
really?
And they wriggle in my hand and swim off. It's fun. They're great. And then my hand smells like the pond, and I have to go wash my hand.
It is what it is, you know. Yeah.
Or I'll just take that and wipe it off on some material and make a purse out of it.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. But anyway, so slappy stuff. S-L-A-P-P-Y stuff.
So you're keeping up. It's the supply and demand.
Dude, I cannot
make...
I can't make things fast enough.
Stuff for you.
People like it. But look, there are listeners. They're fans of the show.
Right.
And
yeah.
So I have that advantage. And I put a little thing on Instagram whenever we're going to do an inventory dump.
Blowout sale. You should think of another name to say that.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound great.
It's not. Yeah, it's an inventory dump.
All right, now listen.
Okay.
No. Ooh. Here's another thing that's going on around here besides the slave labor you seem to be, slave conditions you're working under.
Subjecting myself to, right. Okay.
When we left here yesterday.
Yes.
The rest of our team was about to start doing interviews
for
Drama Stay.
Drama Stay.
The new hit show
everyone.
Filming here in... taping? Filming?
Filming.
Recording here in the Bay Area.
Yes.
Valley specifically.
No, in Corte Madera, where
Corte Madera.
Yoga studio is. Let's have an update, kids. Go.
So I saw him set up his phone on a tripod.
Uh-huh. Oh, this was... high-end phone video.
Phone video recording,
who
right?
Who must have taught him, yeah.
And, and everyone was lurking around.
Oh, I wasn't. I ran for
Our
it.
Friend Rudy came in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Rudy.
Marcus Osborne was here. Well,
Marcus
he was here
was
for the video.
Yeah.
So they're all going to be on the show.
I don't know.
Well, they should be.
They're auditioning. We're all auditioning.
Oh,
no. It's all a big audition.
Oh, really? You're not. There's a chance you won't get cast, Human?
Mm.
Well, there's no chance Human won't get cast.
Right.
Let's face it. Susan needs him.
Right.
You got to have someone from this show on, or otherwise it's never going to get talked about.
Oh,
that's
snap.
Right.
That's right.
It should be Yuzette, because she knows the network better than the executives.
Oh, that's I would true. Go that far.
You know, like,
that's
I feel
her
I'm
channel.
Just a fan. I'm just a fan.
Just
but
like,
I don't know if I came across interesting.
Just like the Patriots check in with your husband before
yes.
they call a play.
Yes, of
Bravo
course.
Check yeah,
Bravo checks in. With
We're thinking about doing this new show.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's hear it. How'd the interviews go?
There was Human, Rudy, then me, and then Bryn.
Oh.
Marcus didn't do it. Marcus had to go somewhere. He split.
Yeah,
and actually, Marcus will be in today to we have Jay Farrell in today.
Oh, he'll be in
about
with Jay.
8:30, bring him in? So he's going to bring him in because he's performing at Cobb's.
Right.
But
Jay Farrell, formerly of SNL,
mm-hmm.
he had a few questions for us that we could read over, and then we could choose some questions. I was just like, yeah, you know, whatever. I don't care about the questions. Ask me whatever you want, and just ask about your life, maybe perhaps accomplishments. Asked me something about what's the most recent fight I got into, which I felt very uncomfortable with.
Well, that's what they're looking for.
I know,
they're looking
I know.
For someone who's going to smash the windows out your car.
But I was trying to say, I'm a nice person.
No.
I'm a sweetheart.
You're out.
I
hate
F
to break
you
it to
up,
you.
Oh. All right? Oh. You want to get down,
did you
I
say
will
that?
F you up. Yeah, I said I'll bleep you up.
You said bleep?
Yeah. Oh. I don't like to curse
So
too
wait
much.
A minute, though.
You don't want a record of that.
Right.
Did you tell the last fight you got in?
I said there was a couple years ago where I was face to face with someone and I told them to bleep the bleep off.
Right.
And I said bleep.
Yeah. Did you shove them though? They want
no,
some physicality.
No, there was no, I said
they want
no,
the physicality.
There was nothing physical. Oh. It was just me telling bleep the bleep off.
Did they ask everybody about that? Like, when's the last fight you've been
in? I didn't get that one.
What kinds of questions did you get?
Like, tell us your story, you know, where you were born.
Oh, oh no. Boy, that time.
Oh,
like,
that boy.
You know what?
Was he
it's
in there like 45 minutes to an hour?
Forever.
I'm
like,
sure.
Forever. His stories take a long time.
Rudy's
there's a lot of details.
They
too.
Do?
Yeah, they take a long time and they have a lot of details.
He was in there. Human was in here. What's his name? Mylan recorded in here. Human was in there forever, and then I was doing commercials, so I said, let Rudy go next. Rudy was in there forever. I was like, dang, by the time they opened up the door, I go, man, you guys never shut up.
Hey.
And, you know, I was like as quick as I could be so I could split. Bryn was as quick as he could be.
Actually, that might have worked in your favor. It's like she didn't take all day to tell a story.
Well, he told us something right. interesting. He says for sizzle reels for Bravo and E, like they'll only want to watch a maximum of 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to these interviews, those executives will sit in a room for 45 minutes to 2 hours just watching stories about each person.
Because
they find them fascinating. Yeah. They want...
Do they?
Some chisme. They want some gossip.
I don't know.
So did you start when you were 3 in Iran?
I did.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, no wonder it took so long.
I'm sure you did.
44 now.
Did
so
you tell?
It's a lot of time in between detailing each day.
To this one, but did you tell the t-shirt folding story?
Yeah, I mean.
Did you tell the 4 junior colleges?
Oh, he didn't. They don't care about education. No one cares about.
Of course
let me just say this to everyone.
You don't need
listening.
A college degree to be on
no one
Bravo.
Cares about education anymore because there's so many stories about Steve Jobs didn't go to college. This person, I mean, it's just all these dropouts who are billionaires. Anyone who's like, I've got 10 PhD, everybody will look at that and be like, no one cares a crap.
Right. You know? I don't know about that. I think that's actually, well, that maybe they don't. But the truth is, Steve Jobs was Steve Jobs. He got by without that education. Everybody else is like, I work at Starbucks.
Yeah. Yep.
Nothing against Starbucks people, but really, you're not going to be Steve Jobs. That's one. There's one of those.
Maybe that's your secret dream, you know, working on
one.
It. Coding in the back room at Starbucks.
What else did he ask?
Oh, you know, he asked me stuff about, like, you know, what do I love about Susan?
That's the one thing I was ready for, and he didn't ask me that.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
What do you love about Susan?
I had a great answer.
You should have said, I don't like her at all. I think she's a bitch, and I want to beat her up.
Right.
That would have got you right on the show.
I'm trying to take over her gig.
Yeah.
I had an answer ready. The question is something like, what is your favorite Susan moment? And I was prepared to go, when she leaves. and then I was gonna go. Just kidding. When she puts her leg over her head, that's my favorite.
My favorite thing about Susan is that she has been the person who's the drunkest who's still standing that I've ever seen in my life, and that's happened more than once. I'm like, oh my god, I cannot believe that person's still standing. And then she's willing to do yoga at that point.
Yeah,
like drunk yoga. Susan is freaking awesome.
She's,
you just stand there, you're like, it's amazing.
Yeah. Well, they're going to get that Susan on the camera
for sure.
Well,
they're going to have
to. I saw the...
They're going for that.
The trailer.
Oh. Yeah.
The trailer.
Can we see the trailer?
Oh, I'd love to see it.
Well, I want to see the trailer.
We can show it. We can't do it on air, though.
Drama,
but,
and you can't talk about
it. I saw it,
trailer,
but I couldn't hear it. So we'll watch it again. But in any case, there is some alcohol being thrown down
good.
In the trailer.
All right.
So we'll watch
she's
it together.
She's quick, too. She goes from, like, she shows up at the party. She's all, like, clear-eyed and, you know, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And then, like, I'm telling you, one drink later, you're like, holy crap, what is happening? What is going on? I love that girl.
So fun.
She can somehow stay
the
upright.
The trailer looks great, and she looks great on camera.
Yeah. thought so, too.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it'll be great. It's going to be really good. I think what we're going to need to have happen is for you and Hooman to be in some kind of fight during a yoga class when you guys are sweaty and Hooman's got no shirt on and those yellow pants that he always wears.
Me and Hooman?
Yeah, you. Well,
we don't
you
why
fight?
The two of us?
Because you have to. We need drama.
Well,
stay.
She can fight with the other yogi.
Just pretend to be in a fight. Oh,
I'll
I can't believe what you said on the air.
Bitches.
All right, whatever. Beat up my women. Beat up my bitches.
He should totally, totally nitpick Susan while she's teaching a class that you're in.
That's a bad idea.
That'd be fun.
I'd like to have a pause.
She might lunge at me. She would kick my ass.
Good. That's
are you sure you're doing that right?
Can we have a positive reality show?
It doesn't feel right.
Positive reality shows are called failed reality shows.
What about Queer Eye?
That's not the same. They're taking a person, they're exploring the one
makeover.
And that wasn't always positive. I mean, maybe I haven't seen the new one, but they really go in and go, oh, really? You wear this?
Right.
I mean, they don't, they're not They're really taking someone apart and letting them know you're doing everything wrong.
Yeah. And the bottom line is what you just said. It's a makeover show. So there's like you watch the bad stuff, then the journey, and then the reveal. Mm-hmm. Like that's a totally different formula than what you guys have to create your own drama. They're not just going to go film a yoga class.
No, of course not.
Like they need you guys to be in a facility. I'm saying the two of you are such good friends. You could like stage all these. You guys could be the stars of the show just by being like, I can't believe what you said on the air about me this morning. Ah! And then you grab him, but he's all slick with sweat, and you slide off and hit the ground.
Your yeah, you guys should more. Wrestle.
Grab him by the what?
Grab him.
You well, have one? What?
Grab him by the what? I don't know what. Whatever's available to be grabbed at.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Got to grab him by the hair. Oh, man. He could be like an up dog or something, and you could just get on his back, grab him by the hair, pull it
and
back.
And I'll go,
I'm
like,
I'm riding you! I'm riding you! Oh, man. We got to get some drinks into
you. When you had me in that get up, you were pretty quick to get me on the ground.
Oh,
so
she had a foot on your neck, brother.
She pushed right into my backside before she, like, as she was walking in the room, she's like kneeing me in the butt. Get down.
Get out!
What happened?
I actually felt like a subpar dominant at that point. I'm like, oh, I really didn't know how to make Vinny do it.
Yeah, it was part of her.
He got down so
the
fast.
Meanness.
Well,
I was being nice to you.
You were kneeing me. What was I supposed to do? Push back?
No, you're the sub. She's the
I dog. Got down so fast. That was your knee in right. my ass.
And my heel on your neck.
Right.
I have a question.
Huh? Yeah.
You like that.
After the big story in yesterday's Knob Hill Gazette, naming Hooman as one of the top five bachelors,
right,
most eligible bachelors in the city of San Francisco, did you go out into the world and everyone was like, oh my God, I didn't even know you were available. I thought you were so amazing that you must be taken. What are you doing tonight? Did you get a lot of play? Did you get a lot of action yesterday?
So yesterday was one of my friend's birthdays, Lauren.
Oh, convenient.
And so we went to a wine bar on Chestnut Street. And,
of course you did.
And did anyone recognize you from your article, The Passion Issue? Meet our 2019 most eligibles. And there's Hooman Khalili, Bay Area radio star.
He's a Bay Area radio star. He's a Bay Area radio star.
Dude, wait, keep going.
I know.
Build me up.
So when I got there, a couple people kind of stopped and did a double take, and then one or two of my friends actually came
double
up and said to me,
"These
are just my friends. They already know me," and they kind of said something. The editor in chief of the Knob Hill Gazette heard our segment. She was overjoyed.
Oh,
so yeah, there was definitely a few moments where, you know,
you were applauded. You rested on your laurels for a bit.
Over from the number one morning show in the Bay, a true powerhouse, as the representatives of Entercom said the other day in the meeting.
They did what they say.
They're just talking. Well, you know, we're doing stuff with the union right now, and
yeah.
The Sarah and Vinny movie.
Yeah, how's that going?
It's rough. I got to be honest. It's rough. Like, it's not going as well or as smooth as I was hoping and praying, but, you know, I'm hopeful. Anyway, so because of this show and the article and stuff like that, I think a few people did come up, yes.
Oh.
But they were people I already knew. So
it wasn't like
no strangers.
No group of you know, wandering socialite women, you know, were on the hunt for you in the.
No, but you know what's interesting? I got like 10 friend requests from 10 different girls on Facebook.
So you said yes.
Oh, that is interesting. And you did what?
I just looked at them and said, I don't know that person. I can't confirm them. I only have room for 50 more people on Facebook.
Well, you just take the three hottest out of the 10 who requested
you. Oh, is that the way it works?
Yeah. Or you write them back and say,
that's
here's
how you
my
get
number.
To know people.
Just call me. We don't need
Here's
to be friends
number.
On Facebook.
So call me,
we
baby.
Can be friends in my studio hey, in the Moreno.
This is crazy.
Moreno.
So call me, baby. Call me, baby. All right, KLZ, KLZ.
Right.
It's time.
All right,
HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday, you guys. Oh, my God.
That's right.
Yay. We'll be back right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.